Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Hey, Giant fans. Welcome to the Giant Insider podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, is the beat writer in the heart of Giants Nation, Chris Bisignano. Nobody beats the biz. Chris, I had your audio lined up for this one. And I had just had smack him in the mouth. And I had you saying it over and over again. Smack him in the mouth. Smack him in the mouth. We were happening to pull off a win. I was ready with the victory music. And
smack him in the mouth, huh?
Yeah, I liked it. You know, I was like, I'm gonna find the one from Chris where he, and it was smack him. We're gonna smack him. Like you're basically saying, like, Dallas never gets punched in the mouth. Let's see what happens. Right. And I had it ready to go. And look, man, we didn't think they were gonna win.
They smacked us in the mouth.
Chris, what an unmitigated disaster yesterday was, dude. Oh my God. Go ahead. Dude,
I thought, no, Jerry, no. I thought it was a game that Joe Judge needed. I thought he needed this signature win.
Agree.
And, you know, people, like, I saw some people, well, you know what, it was 7-point underdogs last week. What did I tell you on the podcast? That's not going to be a signature win against the Saints. Right. I even predicted them. I mean, we're not going to rehash what I'm saying, but I liked the matchup. I didn't think there was that big of a deal they beat the Saints.
Right.
Now, I thought this week, Jerry, would have been a signature win for Joe Judge in the program.
Yep.
Because Dallas was playing well. It's in Dallas. The Giants have not had success there in a while. Matter of fact, they haven't had success against the Cowboys, Jerry. And please throw the Andy Dalton game out, please.
Eight of nine, and one of them was Andy Dalton.
So I thought the way they were playing Dallas, the Troy Aikman comments kind of threw some, you know, fuel on the fire. I thought going in there would have been a signature win. This could have got the Joe Judge program. Could have got to the next level a little bit as far as, hey, this was a nice win. I mean, you go in here, you're heavy underdogs. This team's playing well. They got weapons all over the field. Yeah. They're doing some things on defense. This would have been the signature. You get what I'm saying, Jerry?
Yeah, totally.
You know, Jameis Winston throwing to Marquez Callaway is not a signature win. Okay? Right. So what I'm saying is that, you know, you go in there, and let's start from the beginning, Jerry. The Cowboys get the ball. They get a turnover. Lorenzo makes a nice play. The only play he's made all year. Reaches up, gets the interception.
I sent Chris one text yesterday. It was after that play. Yeah. I just wrote, finally.
Right. He reaches up. Giants go down. They don't convert. Right. Miss field goal. Okay. Cowboys get the ball back. Drop pass in the end zone. Boop, 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 boop. The Giants get a break. They're in the game. Jones gets the ball. Now, I don't know what was going on with Daniel yesterday. I don't know what was going on. People like to blame, well, Nate Solder. There was some pressures on him. What? Oh, he was throwing off his game because Nate Solder, there was some pressures on him. He had to roll up. He had to move his feet in the pocket. I'm saying to myself, what?
Yeah.
He was wild high all the time. He looked like a pitcher now with baseball playoff season. He looked like a pitcher that was too jacked. He was throwing 90 up, 8 above the belt. He was too jacked.
He threw Saquon Barkley a hospital ball. That's what we call hospital ball. It was, and if he hits Barkley, he's probably still running now. I mean, you're right, dude. I don't know what was going on. It was almost like he was, like you said, he was so jacked for it that everything seemed to be high early on. Go ahead.
Yeah, he was missing guys.
Yep.
Everything was high.
Yep.
He was 0-7, and then he finally hit, which was basically a prayer he threw up at the right sideline, and Kadarius made a hell of a play to come down with it. Right. For his first completion.
Right.
And then, you know, he kind of settled down a little bit, but I was really surprised, Jerry, how bad Joe
Yeah.
in that first half until he got hurt. You know, I was shocked, dude,
right,
because the kid's been stacking some good performances together, and then it looked like he was shell-shocked in Dallas. You see it in his eyes. He looked like he was jacked. Dead.
Yeah, I don't know if it was. I don't know what it was, dude. I can't put a finger on it. And you're looking at that defense, and you're saying, all right, the front seven's okay. They're good. But there were plays to be made in the secondary, and other than Diggs, and we can get into that, and the praise that Troy Aikman gave Diggs was comical. Okay, stop with this with the catch up speed, please. One guy did that, Dion. That's it. The ball was underthrown. Anyway, that one pissed me off all night last night. Ball was underthrown. It's not catch up speed. Board had him beat. Anyway. I don't know what was going on with Jones. I don't know why. Sorry, really.
It did sound like he was trying to compare him to Deion a little bit, right?
Yeah, he said the words. It's like Deion Sanders. Look at the catch-up speed. Catch-up speed. The ball's underthrown. Come on.
I think Aikman's hitting the sauce a little too much.
I think Aikman's been concussed way too much, dude. Yeah. Oh, my God. So, anyway, he was off. You could see it early. The one to Tony exactly is what you said. It was a prayer. And you know the one to Barkley, the overthrow, what a freak accident, Chris. Like,
yeah, it was a freak. Yeah.
You know, we're in year four.
Well, for Saquon.
Year four, and you know he's missing a lot of games. We know what's coming up. You got to be crazy to extend him. Maybe we don't get into that right now, but that's our thought. That's my thought on that whole. Yesterday was just a friggin' mess, man. My thoughts were all over the place after that game was over.
Yeah. Look, that was a freak thing, Saquon. You know, he steps on Lewis's ankle.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's going to miss significant time, at least a few weeks, right?
Yeah.
Probably to the bye week. You know, his ankle blew up. Hopefully it's not ligament damage. I don't think he's out of the woods yet with that. There's no break. The x-rays show no break, but then he had an MRI. We're going to see what the extent of this sprain is.
It was a typical basketball injury, right? When you jump and land on someone's ankle. I mean, he's done it a million times. It's so painful.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was just a house of horrors, Jerry. Yeah. I mean, you know, Daniel, look.
Someone's foot, rather.
They're first and goal. I mean, maybe I'm mistaken here. Maybe, you know.
Nope, go ahead. I know where you're going with this.
Maybe I'll punch drunk a little bit.
Nope.
But we did sign Kyle Rudolph.
6'4", right?
To be a red zone target, right? So we're going to run the ball twice with Booker. He gets nothing. Now we're going to do the little zone with Daniel, and he gets concussed. It should never even come to that, dude.
No, it shouldn't.
And I felt, I mean, absolutely horrific injury. Daniel gets up. He looks like he got hit by Mike Tyson. The poor kid's stumbling. Nobody's coming to his aid. Two Dallas Cowboys actually grabbed him.
What are we doing here?
Your quarterback's stumbling. Okay, maybe nobody saw it. Whatever. I was just like, I looked at the field and I said, holy crap, the Cowboys are coming to his aid.
Yeah, you know? 27, whoever that was. Class move by him.
Yeah, a curse. So I'm like, what? All right, so Daniel, obviously, you know, we'll see how he is during the week. He's in concussion protocol. We'll see if he gets cleared to play for the Rams. We won't know that till Friday, okay?
Yeah.
Fourth down. All I could say is, Jerry, Jason Garrett is lucky Devontae Booker got in on that fourth down. Because he might not have been allowed on a plane. Well, I should say there might have been a protest at the airport when he got back from Dallas of about a million people declaring he'd be fired immediately because that was the ugliest play call. I mean, dude, we did sign Rudolph for this reason.
I don't get it, man. I don't get it, Chris.
I mean, and we just – punching it in there, you know. Jones does this, runs out. He couldn't get in, and Devontae leaps in for the fourth down conversion. All I can say is Garrett's lucky they converted that, dude.
I mean, every time we sign someone and we say red zone target, I don't want to hear it anymore because it doesn't happen, right? It just we never go to them. We do the same crap over and over again.
Yeah.
I mean those play calls on the goal line, dude, were so bad, so unimaginative. I get where. Look, Garrett, why is it either jet sweep from your tight end or run up the middle, like? Like, you have nothing else in the arsenal? Nothing?
Yeah.
Not a fade? Nothing? Really?
I mean, you know, you do have a couple of big tight ends. You know, you do have Evan Downey. I know nobody wants to hear that, but you got Rudolph. That's what you signed him for. He's a big guy. He's a 50-50 guy.
Yeah.
And you don't do one little play action on second down? I'll give you the first down run. They stuff. Okay, how about the second down run? How about the third down play? Jones winds up running. He gets killed. Okay?
Yeah.
So horrific, man. Just horrific. And then after all that, Jerry, Galladay hurts his knee. Saquon is done. Daniel gets the concussion. And after all that, it's still a game.
It's still a game.
10, but I'm going to steal something I just wrote to you, Jerry. I'm going to send it to you later, the article, the piece. Unfortunately, in the game of football, you have to kick off to the opposing team after you score. And it was the same old story. Cowboys get the ball, march right down the field for a touchdown before first half. All right, Amari Cooper. Now, look, I'm going to bring up something quick.
And you think, take your time, dude.
You tell me if I'm crazy.
Nope, go ahead.
Re'Darius Williams is struggling. We have two corners on the practice squad. One a veteran, Josh Jackson. He's been in the league for about 3 years, 4 years. He came over for the Packers. Dave's big trade. By the way, I saw Isaac Yeadon play yesterday. Okay, let it go. Okay. Okay. Dave's big trade. You know, Josh Jackson, Yeadon, you know. Yeadon did some things for the Packers yesterday. But, you know, Isaac Yeadon's Isaac Yeadon. We get it. And how about the other guy that got on the roster, on the practice squad? By the name of Sam Beal. So, Dave's big third round supplement pick, you know? So, you're telling me, now we're practicing regular season practices for four weeks. We're going into the fifth week now.
Right.
4 weeks. And they practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Okay? Sam Beal is showing nothing in these practices that somebody says, all right, let's get him in. Let's get Roe. You know, let's get Sam in this. Let's activate. Let's promote him from the practice squad. Let's get Sam going here. We're going to use him on the outside instead of Re'Darius Williams. So either two things. Now you might, I'm going to throw you a little conspiracy time. Ready, Jerry? You ready for my conspiracy Mel Gibson stuff? You ready?
Cannot wait.
It's either he's that bad in practice. So to me, if he's that bad, he can't beat out this kid to be activated from the practice squad for one game. What the F is he doing on this team still? Or here comes my Mel Gibson part. Is it just because Dave wants to save face because he used a third round supplement pick on him? So he's forcing Beal on Judge. And let me tell you something, Jerry, about my conspiracy theory. Before you think I'm a total nutbag, which you probably do anyway.
Right? Spoiler, Chris, I do not.
Okay. There's a few people I've talked to around the building, brought this up to them.
Yep.
And they kind of said to me, you know, Chris, you mentioned this at the beginning of the year. And I was like, I don't know, Biz. Chris, yeah. And now a couple of people are like, well, you know what? I wonder if you're onto something here.
Yeah.
Now, I could be totally and completely wrong. I am not in the building. I am not on the practice field Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday evaluating. Why? I don't know, but I'm not. Okay? So I could be wrong in this, Jerry.
Right.
But would you put it past Dave, really, to save face a little bit by having this guy in the roster? Jerry, he can't give us something over Re'Darius Williams? He's that bad?
I think you're right. I think it's
you tell me about my Mel Gibson theory, Jerry.
I think he's that bad, and I think he's not being cut because he was a third-round supplemental pick. If you look at the moves that Gettleman's made, even with B.J. Hill, it was a trade, right? So he can come away saying, I traded B.J. Hill, but look what I got. I got Billy Price back, right? He doesn't just cut. Like, DeAndre Baker was an easy cut because of what happened, you know, personal life. He's not going to admit these mistakes. Sam Beal, I think, was a clear mistake, but I think absolutely to save face. You know, Gettleman, when he goes to those press conferences, Chris walks in like, oh, what's up, guys? What do you want to talk about? Like, almost like, why are you even here? Why are we having a press conference? Like, but things are great. So I completely see your side, and I think you're right. I think you're onto something. If you look at what the moves he's made, you know, cutting RJ McIntosh is an easy one. It was a later round pick. Who cares? Yeah, everybody cuts those. O'Shane Simmons, it's another guy. Like, third round, he won't cut him. He'll keep him. You know, so. I think you're right. I think it's both. I think Beal stinks, and he's not going to be cut because he was a third-round supplemental pick by the all-knowing Dave Gettleman.
Now, I was just something I was bringing up because why I brought that up, Jerry, is because it's not Sam Beal's fault why the defense can't get stops. It's Re'Darius gets beat on a double move yesterday by Amari Cooper.
Right.
Right? Now, let's look at the secondary. I mean, CeeDee Lamb,
Burns, Bradbury on a vertical.
Was that Love's fault?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Because Aikman said it was. That's why I asked.
I don't care what Aikman said. It was, the throw was outside the number. You know, Aikman was also, you know, Aikman's also like shooting whiskey in his veins while he's talking.
Not right.
Okay.
I can't stand listening.
You look at the throw. Unless I'm mistaken here. I looked at it. It's outside the numbers.
Yeah.
And that's, you're asking too much for the safety to come over. Bradbury got beat. Okay. That's it. He got beat.
Yep.
So, and then Amari does that little double move on Williams. And that's maybe something Love could have got over on. It was an inside thing.
What's it? Did it look like Williams was there for the pick and missed it, Chris? I rewound it three times. It looked like he was actually, like, the coverage wasn't bad.
It looked like that second double move got him.
Okay.
It hooked him in the wrong spot. I got to look at it again. It looked like he turned the body the wrong way. And then, you know, and that was the end of that story. You know, Amari's just a great route runner. So,
but we have our sixth round pick covering Amari Cooper, which tells you how bad Sam Beal is, Chris.
Yeah, they've been, you know, listen, they've been doing a lot of Dory in the slot, Rodarius outside, James on the other outside. And look, guys are getting beat left and right, dude.
Yeah.
You know, the tight end Schultz got us a few times. He even dropped the ball. The score should have been worse. He drops the ball in the end zone.
Yeah, it was a good throw.
Dak Prescott drops a good, clean shotgun snap. He fumbles. The Giants recover. And it was still a game in the third quarter. And then, you know, Bradbury drops that he could have had that intercept. She drops.
Yep.
Then it gets a DPI. They score there, make it 24-13, and it's basically done there. Right? I mean.
Yeah. So. Adoree Jackson to me, Chris, is coming off more and more like Will Allen. And I think you, Papa, and Banks mentioned it on the podcast. You're talking about guys who can't catch. Will Allen was one of them. And he was a guy who was, his coverage was like kind of tight. It was, he had a weird career. He was on guys, but he never made a play. And to me, that looks like Jackson. Like, he's kind of there. It's not like he's getting burned to the, like, where you're like, who the hell had this guy? He's just not making any plays. And like, I think you said it, when a team gives up on a first round pick before that second contract, you know, be careful. And I unfortunately, I think we're seeing that now. Look, we were pretty psyched when we got him. He looked good in training camp, but it is not translating on Sundays, dude. Adoree Jackson has been, along with everybody in that secondary, just a major disappointment. I want to stay on the secondary for a second. What's your take on Logan Ryan, Chris? Like, what's going on?
He's playing. Look, Logan's doing some things. Yeah. You know, they got him in a robber role a lot. You know, he's playing all right. You know, he's playing all right. He played better last year. But I don't see Logan as being an issue here, Jerry. You know, I see two things with this defense. One, Jerry, at the point of attack, they are missing so many tackles at the point of attack.
So real quick, before you go, I just want to say this.
Before we
go on to that.
I know.
I want to bring this up because months ago, we were all excited about the secondary. And I asked you a question because a lot of folks on Twitter made the statement that they would rather have a secondary loaded with all pros than pass rushers. And I asked you, I said, Chris, as excited as we are about the secondary, what would you rather have? Would you rather have pass rushers or that secondary? And you said, no, I'd rather have pass rushers. And it's not even disputable anymore.
It's not even disputable.
Right. What's more important? So go ahead. Yeah. Tell me about the point of attack.
And just to give you, just to give you a quick example of that, look at the Buffalo Bills. They basically rush four guys because their four guys are getting there. And they're dropping back to two zones now. Look what they did last night against Kansas City. So impressive. But our guys aren't getting there.
Right.
So it's putting extra pressure on the secondary who's not even covering well.
Yep.
That's a lethal combination, Jerry.
That's the worst combination possible.
You know, but the point of attack, Jerry, so many missed tackles at the line of scrimmage, dude.
Yeah.
And now, look, Jerry, you know, we talked about it last week on a podcast with the Dallas game. I said, Jerry, you know, dude, I just don't see a stop and a run here.
Nope.
And I said it for a reason, not because it's the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, they got Ezekiel Elliott. Oh, my God. No, I mean, I saw the way their offensive line was playing. And then you look at the way our defensive line is playing, what they did against Kamara the week before without Blake now up front. You know, obviously, the loss of Blake is huge, right? So, but I looked at that and I said, dude, I told you, right? I said, dude, I just don't see it. I don't see them stopping these guys.
Right. And we said, at least. Dude. Stop something with them, right? Like, stack the box if you're going to have trouble there. Like, this was just run for 200 yards, pass wherever you want. But you're right. The Dallas offensive line just owned them.
Jerry, they've been owning everybody, in all fairness to them, but you got to make a stand. You got to start beating a guy. Look, I said I wouldn't be surprised if they get 200 yards. They did. They got 200 yards.
Yep.
But Jerry, that doesn't mean that I have to be once in a lifetime lucky and get this prediction right. That means you got to go out there and play the game. You got to do your job, bro. You got to start beating guys at the point of attack.
Right.
And how many times did you see yesterday, Jerry, Zeke on the outside zone runs? He wasn't touched to like 7 yards down the field.
That's ridiculous, dude. Ridiculous.
Like, you know, I'm looking at it. And what did I tell you, Jerry? What did I say on Twitter? This is not a gap running team, really. They're basically an inside zone, outside zone running team. They did it all damn game yesterday. And it makes you wonder, like, what the F are we looking at on film?
Right.
They got destroyed with the outside zones. Zeke's inside zones. Then he did some gaps with Pollard. Pollard killed him. These guys weren't getting hit a lot of times to 4 or 5 yards past the line of scrimmage, dude.
Did you see the clip of Graham when he was just staring at the field yesterday? Because,
what's
he going to do? What's he going to do, right?
He's befuddled.
And people are like, there's a lot of hate with Patrick Graham, and I get it, guys. But like, if Chris just said, you can't rush the passer, you can't stop the run, you can't stop the pass. You could have Tom Landry as your defensive coordinator. It's not going to work. There's nothing he can implement that's going to make this defense better. And I think that's what I'm most upset about, Chris, is the rest of the season kind of plays itself out.
Yeah, Jerry. I like the Tom Landry reference. If people don't know what he's talking about, Jerry, Tom Landry was the old defensive coordinator for the Giants back in the day. That's what you're talking about, Jerry.
Yeah.
A lot of younger people are like, what the hell are you talking about? Landry was a head coach.
invented the four-three with the Giants.
Jerry, dipping back into the 60s with Tom Landry as the defensive coordinator. Well, that's what Jerry's talking about.
Chris, but Jerry, you put out that Emlyn Tunnell tweet. I got misty-eyed. Buddy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad, dude. I'm glad. That guy was I don't want to get off subject, but that guy was a hero. Anyway, Jerry, dude, I get right away the coordinators are the punching bags, right?
Right.
But Graham can't tackle.
Right.
Graham can't beat a guy at the point of attack.
Right.
The same coverages he used last year that were working, guys were actually covered out there or breaking up passer. Guys are getting toasted this year.
Toasted.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, I get it. The unit hasn't been as good. Graham hasn't been as good, obviously, as some of the things he's doing. But, dude, they're getting blown off the ball. They're missing tackles up front at the point of attack. And, you know, it's Graham's. Look, it's always everybody's fault, right? It's not just one guy. It's everybody. Right. And Graham is, too. Like, the last... all these touchdown drives before the half, Jerry. Graham's got to – I don't know what to tell you, dude. You got to start looking. Like, what are we doing wrong? I mean, this is every damn game.
Right, 5 games in a row.
Long drives up the ass. They had a 98-yard drive yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Topped off by Zeke's 13-yard run where he's hot-dogging it in and he's feeding and the fake fans are going crazy and Jerry Jones is high-fiving his kids. Everybody's having a good time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Can I ask you about that, Chris? Zeke Elliott, high step into the end zone. What was going through your head at that time? Because I thought, all right, if this was the 80s, there's going to be some kind of payback, right? There's going to be something. But the only thing I thought of after the game was, I wonder who's going to trade jerseys with him because Tay Crowder had a shot. And look, we'll get to somebody on offense who had a great game and then had a bit of a meltdown. Mm-hmm. But I'll just say this. I wish some of that was on the defense right now. Some of that fight, some of that fire, some of that, you know what, I'm doing something stupid right now, but at least I have a little pride. I'm not letting them walk all over me and make us look terrible because this defense, Chris, is embarrassing right now. Of all the Giants gear I have, and I go outside and I don't wear it, if I don't wear something, it's because I'm embarrassed of what our defense is now. It's pathetic, Chris. It's pathetic.
Yeah. If I recall correctly, I think I put that on Twitter at one point during the game. I said, this defense is embarrassing.
You did.
You know, did I, Jerry? I thought
you did. You did, and I think, again, it's like, am I the only one thinking this? Nope, there it is. Got it. Thanks, Chris. Cool.
So, I mean, 515 yards of offense.
Right.
I mean, that just can't happen.
Yeah.
That just cannot happen. It's not a good day if you give up 400 yards. 500 yards is out and out embarrassing.
It's horrible.
Dak, you know, just hitting guys all of 300 yards in the air. Zeke with 100 yards in the ground, no problem. You know, look, Jerry, once again, we're talking about the defense, you know, about how bad they are. You know what I mean? That it's an issue. It's 5 games now.
And they're not going to correct it, Chris. That's the thing, right, dude? It's not like I remember after week one, he said, it's one game. You're right. It is one game.
Right.
Now, we can't say now, well, it's only five games. Mm. It ain't getting better, dude. And there's not all of a sudden going to be a pass rush. And I keep going back to it like, oh, man, like, it can't be that Dalvin Tomlinson was that good and valuable. Like, there's something. I don't know what it is. I have no idea what it is, dude. But it is bad right now. It's so bad and embarrassing at the line of scrimmage.
Let's break it down for a second. You know, you had Leo Williams, 11.5 last year. He's got 1.5 now, whatever he's got, right? Yeah. Not really getting – he's getting a few pressures, but not getting the sacks.
No.
There you go. There's 11.5. They expected Lorenzo Carter to get them that 5 to 7 sacks. He hasn't been near the quarterback.
No.
Kyle Fackrell, who did get, I think, 7 sacks for them last year, is gone.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
I'm trying to think who else. They had some slot stuff going on last year off the slot. A couple of sacks. Who am I missing? Austin Johnson had 3 or 4 sacks this year, 3 sacks. You know, he's got a half, you know, they're just not getting there, Jerry.
And Dexter Lawrence has clearly not taken the next step. Clearly.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing it right. I mean, he's getting okay. some pressures, but he doesn't get there. Right, Jerry?
Right. He's not a playmaker. Yeah. He's not a, what do you call it? Impact player.
He's not an impact kid.
Right.
You know?
He's okay.
He's all right. He's a pretty good tackle, but he's getting beat a lot up front. You know, he's getting a few pressures. He pressures the pocket a little bit, but, you know, he's a 17th overall pick, Jerry. Let's not forget that.
No,
he's not making a 17th overall impact. Okay.
I don't see his number as 97. Right. I see it as 17 every time I look at him, dude.
And Austin Johnson, who actually played pretty well yesterday. You know, but these guys, look, Jerry, Azeez, they drafted him. They get, you know, he's got 3 early sacks. You know, he's been quiet the last few weeks. But like we talked about though, Jerry, he's just a kid.
Right. I don't hold anything against
he's
him.
He's not in TJ Watt's class. He's not in Nick Bosa's class. You know, these kids that came in as a rookie that were blowing it up. He's not that type of kid yet. If he ever will be, you know, but I'm not gonna look at it and go, well, Azeez, why aren't you getting, you know, 8 sacks by now?
No
way.
No.
You know? That's what the X's in their third year is supposed to do.
Nothing.
That's what the Lorenzo Carter's in their fourth year is supposed to be doing.
See ya.
Right?
Yep.
That's what the Leo Williams up front is supposed to be doing. You know, and then you get, then you have a season where a couple of guys, they chip in that 3 or 4 sacks, you don't expect it, 5 sacks, just not getting that there.
And by the way, besides Sam Beilchrist, Carter Coughlin must suck. Right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, they kicked him up to 11 snaps yesterday, Jerry. And actually had a pressure in one of those 11 snaps.
Yeah. 11 snaps. Thanks, guys.
Again,
he's not the answer. I'm just saying.
Yeah, all I do know is that they're 1-4, and now you got Sean McVay and the Rams coming in, you know, with their schemes and their offense.
With a bit of a break.
Right? 10 days off.
Oh my God.
And then we don't even know if Daniel's going to go. Hopefully he clears concussion protocols.
Yeah.
You know, Saquon's going to be out
for
a while.
Yeah.
Kenny Galladay, who knows, Jerry, right? We'll probably find out in a little while. Judge is going to be on a little while. We'll see if the MRI, all that.
Yeah.
If there's anything bad with Galladay. Now.
Chris, hang on 1 second. Before you go on, guys, just take a break 1 second for our sponsor, manscaped.com. Be right back. Attention Giant Insider podcast listeners and buffoons all the way from Australia to the swamps of Jersey. Guys, do we have a pube problem? If so, our friends at Manscaped have the solution for you with their 4th generation and brand new Lawnmower 4.0. Kick those pubes to Philly, Washington, or Dallas. Just get them the hell out of East Rutherford with the Performance Package 4.0. Join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get ready for Giant Sundays by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code FANSIDED20, FANSIDED20. Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, which I even use on my bald head, weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all your gear. This 4th generation trimmer also features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 has a 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on-off switch, can engage a travel lock, and it is even waterproof. The Lawnmower 4.0 also has a 4,000K LED spotlight that you can turn on and off when needed for a more precise shave throughout your Cover 2 defense. The Weed Whacker is also waterproof and uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system. Are you kidding me? This nose and ear and hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those oh-so-delicate places. Don't forget to use the Crop Preserver, Ball Deodorant, and their Crop Reviver to help your special teams be on their A-game. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com for a clean Cover 3. Your balls will thank you. And we're back. All right, dude. Galladay, yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry. So let's get, you know, we're going to get some reinforcements back next week. I'm pretty sure of it. Shep and Slate's going to be back. And now let's talk about Kadarius Toney.
Yes.
10 catches, 189 yards, all different routes. The yak. He shows some sideline routes yesterday.
Yeah.
The kid is an impact player. I'm sorry, Mr. Slayton. When everybody's healthy, you're going to lose your snaps. I'm sorry. Yeah,
totally. Totally.
Okay. Now, he might not because Galladay. I don't know what's going to happen with Galladay, right? So we're going to
need that. How could he not? Come on.
You know, but Slayton is a guy. Tony's a guy that's an impact kid. This is what I talk about, impact.
Yeah.
You got to make an impact. You need impact, guys. He's an impact kid. 2 weeks in a row, dude.
Yep.
Now, that being said, he gets involved late in the game. A lot of frustration going on. Will Hernandez was looking at it. By the way, Will Hernandez played pretty well yesterday. He's having a pretty steady season, believe it or not, Will Hernandez.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm happy for it. Good. Good. We need it. Yeah. We need it.
So Will was pissed off. You saw Leo was pissed. A lot of frustration. Cowboys doing his celebrating. Everybody's laughing.
Yeah.
So a couple of guys, you know what, Jerry? At the end of the game, you had Leo look like he was looking to rip Pollard's face off. I like that.
Oh, it's 2021, Chris. You can't do things like that. Shut up.
Shut up. It's football. I like it. Rip his face mask off. The game's over. Okay? I don't want to hear this bullshit like it. Oh,
it's the new age. Oh,
you know, please. Leo rips the thing, you know. And then I look. Now, Tony.
Got the dog riled up, Chris.
Yeah. Of course, you know Amazon has to come over.
Yeah, I know. They always do.
Yeah, I'm actually been shocked it hasn't happened.
So funny.
So, hold on a second here, buddy.
You're good.
So, Kadarius gets involved. He gets thrown to the ground after the play, and he's pissed off. He gets up, throws a punch at KZ, and he gets thrown out of the game. Now, Jerry, now let me clarify what I'm going to say. Then you chime in, Jerry, in your opinion on this, okay? You can't do that. I get it. You can't throw punches in the NFL.
Right.
You're going to get ejected. Can't have that, you know, that lack of discipline, even though there's a lot of frustration out there. But in a way, I get it, but you can't do it. You understand what I'm getting at, Jerry? You can't do it.
Yes.
He gets thrown out of the game. What if that was the second quarter or something, right? And now you're gone for, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. This was garbage time and all that. And it's also not look, Jerry, for a guy that once again preaches discipline, 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 it's not a good look on Judge either, bro.
Right.
I'm sorry. It's not a good look on Judge. Judge reamed at him, told him to get the hell out of it, even though he was ejected anyway. I'm sure he talked to him on a flight home. Kadarius put out something on his Instagram. He apologized for his actions. Mm. Can't have it, Jerry.
Yeah.
But I said this in training camp about you. This kid looks like he'll do anything to win a game. He'll run through a wall to win a game. You're seeing that now. At the same time, you can't throw punches. I get it. Try to follow me on this, you know? But I love his fire, Jerry. I love his will to win.
Yeah.
I love he has that I'll do anything to win a game mentality.
Yep.
You know? He's just got to tone it down. He can't the discipline part. Hopefully he learned his lesson. He can't be throwing haymakers at guys on the field. But I tell you what, dude. You've seen again, right? The explosiveness out of this kid.
Yeah.
And what he could bring to this offense.
I'm all over the place with this one, and here's why. I like the fact that he fought back, right? Because after I saw Ezekiel Elliott high step into the end zone, I just thought of, you know, the 70s and the Cowboys and the 90s and the dancing. And you're just like, oh, man, I wish we had someone, I'm sorry to say, who would, you know, retaliate. You take that as you would, as you want, guys. I do like that hockey aspect to things where you want to dance, you want to act like that. All right, you know what? We're gonna punch in the face the next time. Well, literally, that kind of happened. So I like the fact that he fought back because I feel like we're just a bunch of guys on a team with no spirit, right? Then the other side of me thought, all right, well, when another receiver that I actually compared him to already did this, it started a downward spiral of, oh, my God, like, what do we got here? Like, we have a really talented guy who can't control himself.
Yeah.
So I just got a little nervous with that. But I like I like that Judge came out and grabbed him because Coughlin, when Odell was launching his head at people in the Panther game at Josh Norman, Coughlin didn't know he had two personal fouls in that game. Remember that? They asked him after the game. He goes, well, that's a shame. And go ahead, Big Blue VCR, find that one. He didn't know. So I like the judges on top of it. And here's another aspect to it. The way Judge treated him, Joe, I like it, but I wish you'd do that to your defensive players because you know what? They're embarrassing this organization. There's no fight in them. So, Chris, I guess if I had to put a percentage on it, 75% of me likes that he did that. I just, the small part is you got to be smarter. But you know what, dude? He fought back, and he's one of the only guys who fought back yesterday.
Yeah. I know what you're saying, bro. I know what you're saying. You know, there's just, Jerry, look at the defense right now, right? The offense is, they got some guys that are making impact, you know, when everybody's healthy. Like Galladay has already done it, you know, last week. I know he got hurt yesterday. Tony's doing it now. Saquon was rounding it. He had 2-3 touchdowns the last few games before yesterday. Shape. There was some guys actually making an impact, right, Jerry?
Yeah.
On defense now, you know, there's just nobody. There's like no impact guys at all. None. Nobody's stepping up and, you know, and is making, you know, and it's changing the course, the direction of the game. It's just nobody doing it, dude. Right now, it's just, you know, and you expect like the Adoree's maybe to do it with, you know, James Bradbury's. McKinney's been really quiet. He's not making an impact in 5 years. You know, Peppers, before he got hurt, he wasn't doing it.
Nope.
Leo Williams is not doing it.
You know who PFF graded the highest defender?
Logan.
I thought it was Love. I thought it was your boy.
That's what I meant to say.
I was giving you a golden domer layup here, buddy.
No, it was Julian Love. Yeah.
So
it's just nobody making that impact on the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, and even when they play some game, even when a few games, they've made crucial mistakes in the last minute of drives to shoot, you know, at the end of games.
Yeah.
You know? And then yesterday it was just forget about it, you know?
Yeah.
So the defense has been a major issue, dude. I don't know how many times. This is 5 games now. Now you got the Rams coming in with Matthew Stafford Sunday. You know.
And the last time McVay was here, really they thoroughly embarrassed him. And you just don't know. Chris, I don't see a way that Jones can play the way he stumbled on Sunday. There's no way Barkley plays. Like, after the game was over, I know that, you know, Barkley, the post-game, it's, well, we don't know. It's like, guys, I know they're trying to put on a happy spin on it, but there's no way either one of those guys is playing Sunday.
Well, Barkley, without question, he's going to miss time. We know that. But Jones, from what I understand, if, you know, he was talking after outside the locker room.
Yeah.
You know what, Jerry, you can't rule Jones out because we'll see, you know, during the course of the week how he – When they start testing him, you know, in the protocol, you know, it's weird, Jerry. Sometimes when a guy leaves a game with a concussion, you see him left, and you say, "Oh, he'll be back next week," you know, and then he doesn't pass protocol, and then you got Jones. It looks like he got shot by a 30 or 6, stumbling off to the sideline, and you know, your initial reaction, like, "Oh, this kid's gonna be no way he's going against him." You just don't know with these things, Jerry. So. Look, gun to my head right now, I would say, no, he's not going to go. He's not going to pass no protocols, you know. But it's only Monday. We'll have to see, you know, we'll have to see how he is during the week. You know?
Well, I don't want to get into the Rams yet, but are they going to, I guess, would Brightwell get some playing time in the backfield as well?
Yeah, with Booker? I would imagine. Yeah, sure. It'll be Booker and Brightwell.
Kind of an exciting rookie. You know, that's like, guys, my attitude now for the rest of this year is, What bright spots can I look at when I watch the Giants? Well, one is number 89 on offense, Jones' progression. guys like Brightwell, rookies, Ojulari, because look, we know what we have now. And that's, I think that's the depressing part, dude. It's not even Halloween. And we're getting tweets last night, like, see you guys after the season. I'm like, I don't blame you. Like, it's, you know, being a Giant fan, man, you know, my life, it was kind of, other than a few years in the 90s, it was pretty good as a Giants fan. And it is tough, dude. It is brutal now. 5 years of embarrassment. And in 2016 seems like,
oh,
you know,
please.
My yeah. God, what an anomaly that was.
Yeah.
But for the last 10 years, man, it has been bad, bad being a Giants fan. But that's what I'm looking at now, dude. Yeah. I'm just looking at bright spots and where we go from here, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. So, you know, not good. And it was funny because it was one of those things yesterday, even in the third quarter, it was 17-13, Jerry. And even when it was 10-10 yesterday, you looked at the score. How the hell is this game? You just felt like they were getting whipped, even though the score was close, right?
Two turnovers. Like, that's how. That's it.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, there's no way they're going to win. Like, don't even think, even with Glennon, you know, it's like, oh, my God. You know, it's like, there's no way. You know, it just had that feel of like they didn't belong. Like Aikman said, they really didn't belong on the field with them.
Yeah,
you know, especially defensively, you know?
Yeah, I would have loved to have seen that game with Barkley and Jones and how it would have.
Oh, yeah, no question.
But,
yeah.
You know, defensively, man, we can't stop a nosebleed. We just can't do anything. Can't do anything right. It's astounding because we were like, oh, they were 10th last year. They made improvements. This should be better. And it's exponentially worse. I mean, bottom three defense.
It had one of those feels too, Jerry. Like, even if Jones and Barkley played and they scored, say they kicked the field goal, they got a touchdown. It had one of those feels like, okay, Dallas is going to go march right down the field anyway.
Right down the field.
So, I mean, that's the way, you know. And you saw that yesterday when he tied it before half with Jones out. You know, it was like, okay, well, Jones is going to miss the rest of the game. That defense got to keep this close. They went right down the field before half. Right down the field, you know.
Yep.
So, you know, really ugly, dude. And easy too, Jerry. Right? You look at these drives, and it's like it just seems like it's too easy.
Chris, there was one third and six where Dak dropped back, waited, look, hit Schultz for six, wide open. I just thought I haven't seen an 8-yard completion by the Giants look that easy.
Yeah.
In 30 years. I mean, seriously, even with Eli, it was never that easy. This was just. All right, I guess I'll throw it to the guy 1 yard beyond the sticks. It's so easy for them, dude. And we made it easier. I mean, they're good, but we're terrible. Terrible on defense.
And, you know, Kellen Moore gets their coordinator, gets a little creative. You saw what he did inside the five yesterday, you know, like that fake handoff. Zeke shoots out in the flat, right?
Yeah, great call.
You know, Crowder gets caught up in the back and, you know, and they play full to Giants, bro. He was wide open in the flat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I know. And I was gonna say, I know Parsons had tackles, but I didn't see him killing us yesterday, which was kind of reassuring.
Well, listen, let's relax on a Michael Parsons thing too. I know Dallas fans, even people wanting him. You know, he's definitely a good player, the kid. But let's not act like the kid's out there like Lawrence Taylor was his rookie. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, he's doing some things and all that, but you know, he led the team in tackle, but he wasn't really. Yeah, you know, he didn't make a big impact in the game.
Right.
I thought Randy Gregory did. He was getting pressures up the air, up the you know what yesterday, dude.
Right, he was.
I mean, he literally steamrolled Nate Solder about two or three times. He just knocked him on his ass.
It was out of 172 linemen. Solder was 170.
Yeah, yesterday. I mean, look, Nate Solder's just a mediocre player. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, I was gonna say
Pert looked good.
Yeah. Yet,
Blake, is he going to play? Now, shouldn't he play next week, Pert?
Yeah. I mean, that was one bright spot was Matt Pert.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
So you look at that, and if Thomas – look, the loss of Andrew Thomas was huge.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Matt Skura could not pick up a twist in the first quarter. I don't know if – he acted like he never saw one before. I put it on Twitter. I said they're having problems with twists on the left side.
Yeah.
And then he put – the reason why Wes Martin went in that game, I know George likes to say the rotation, you know. Oh, we don't mind, you know, we like the dude, there hasn't been a rotation in weeks past, you know, it's because guys are playing well.
Right.
When he says rotation, that means the guy's not playing well, so we're going to put this guy in. Okay,
right.
So when Wes Martin went in, because Matt Skura was having problems with twists up front.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
So then Wes Martin got his shot, but look, when Andrew Thomas, the loss of Thomas was huge, okay. When Andrew Thomas, if he could play next week, in my opinion, Pert did enough. He earned the spot at right tackle for next week.
Yeah, and just go with him now. Just that's your future.
Unless he's horrific.
He's the 1-4. This is it. Yeah. Like, guys, you know, Solder's not long for here.
We're not playing. Last year. This is last year.
Right, we're not fighting for a playoff spot. Unless Per is a turnstile where no one's just going to get concussed again. Hey, let Pert stay out there and figure it out, please. What are we doing?
Yeah, I mean, Jerry, he earned that right after yesterday's performance. He played well, the kid.
Right, right.
I think he allowed one pressure and 44 pass. He played well.
Right.
So he's earned that right. Like, he should be out there right tackle
right
next game until proven otherwise.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So.
Anything you want to talk about with special teams before we wrap this up? I mean, Gano hit 250.
Gano was good again. I'm sorry. He had that one miss. Yeah.
54 yards. I can't get too mad about it, right?
He had that one miss.
54 yarder, though. It's like, it wasn't a chip shot.
So, look, you know, Goodell's been steady. I know he's had two missed field goals the last few weeks, but I'm not really worried about Graham, you know?
Riley Dixon, man, I don't see, you know, I could see them still trying to upgrade there, bud.
I can see this being his last
Riley Dixon, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. I could see this maybe being his last year, but it's not, you know.
Yeah.
Jerry, just defense is the story of this season, dude.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible.
It's the defense is the story of the season thus far.
It's atrocious. It's atrocious. Yeah. Didn't see it coming. Really didn't, man. It's why we line them up and play them, I guess.
I don't think anybody saw this coming, Jerry.
Awful.
Yeah. But this is Jerry. In this league, dude, this is why you play him.
Yeah.
This is why you can't make predictions. Did anybody see the Chiefs being 2-3, Jerry?
Nope.
Get whipped up yesterday by the Bills, you know?
Yeah, by probably them and the Cardinals are the two best teams in football, dude.
I mean, did anybody see Arizona 5-0?
You like them?
Not 5-0 though, Jerry. Okay. I thought last year I actually thought they'd be better than they were. This year it proved me right, but a year later.
Yeah, right.
You know, but anyway, nobody saw them 5-0. So what do? They go out, you know, they go out and win a defensive game yesterday. You see what I mean?
Right.
You see what I'm getting at, dude? Yeah,
they know how
You're
to win.
You're not going
to
score 35 points every damn game. So winning team like Arizona this year, they only put a 17th spot on the board, and they still win the damn game.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So, I mean, the situational football, the three facets of the game, defense, especially – the Giants, it's just not there, the Giants, dude. The three phases of the game of special teams, defense, offense, just not there, dude. It's just not there, you know?
Well said. All right. Anything else you want to cover? That was painful yesterday, buddy.
No. I mean, where does it go from here, right, Jerry? 1-4. You got the Rams in Carolina who are now coming down to earth themselves. I don't know how they lost to the Eagles yesterday, but, you know, but you have the Rams. Carolina, and then what? You got to go Kansas City, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay.
There's a Monday night game. A Monday night game in there at the 27.
But then you got to go to, you got the Raiders coming in. Then you have to go see some guy named Tom Brady in Tampa.
Oh, and thanks, Raiders, for losing to the Bears yesterday.
And
well
the Eagles,
done, guys.
And
well
done. I mean, yeah. I mean, the Eagles.
Yeah.
Twice. You know, here's the Bears, 3-2, Jerry, right?
Yeah.
Jerry, that defense is playing well, dude.
You look
they
at
played the, well against the Lions last week. They played a heck of a game against the Raiders yesterday. So
it's hard. You look at this schedule and, you know, 4 wins. I don't know. Whatever.
Maybe the Giants? Yeah.
It's just.
I mean, you look at 4, maybe 5, you know? So.
And I know everybody wants us to get into speculation, guys. Can't do it yet. Not yet. Please. Please. It's painful enough.
Speculation on what?
Oh, future.
Wins?
Future of the organization.
We'll deal with that. And you know what, Jerry?
Plenty of time for that, guys.
We'll start dealing with that probably around
week 8.
No, I was just gonna say right around Thanksgiving. We'll start dealing with that. Right? If it keeps trending that way and they're 2-7,
yeah,
I guess we could start nibbling into that a little bit. You know, so
yeah, and then we'll owe you guys another call-in segment because we're just almost like a fan appreciation call-in for still like following and listening. Because guys, if you think it's hard following, it's way harder writing negative stuff every week, man. It's just not fun. It's terrible. Yeah. So.
And if this continues, trust me, you're going to want to listen to this podcast in January with some of the things I'm going to say. So
yeah, good.
But I'm always patient, Jerry. It's 1-4. I got to let the season play out. See who develops, who doesn't develop, all that nonsense. Right, Jerry? So
maybe we can get a petition started for consideration to be put on the ballot for general manager for Chris Bisignano.
Yeah.
Turn it around. There it is.
Right.
But he beats the Biz. Go ahead, John. Make the move. John, you're out. You're out, John.
Ugly, the Godfather. Ugly times, man.
All right, guys. Thanks, buddy. To order a subscription to The Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com and go to magster.com for a digital subscription. That's M-A-G-Z-T-E-R. Hang in there, folks. We'll preview the Rams later in the week. Hang in, guys. Sundays are Giant days. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.